The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen Asterisk May 24, 4700 block of Nulelum Way. Police checked the well-being of the occupants of a vehicle parked on the wrong side of the road. A passenger was observed vomiting out the side of the vehicle. Two breath samples provided by the driver both read, fail. As a result, a driving prohibition was issued, and the vehicle impounded. Driver and passengers left the area by taxi. May 24, 1400 block of 53A Street. Complainant reported a break and enter to their unoccupied home. No damage or forced entry detected. Complainant found food in the fridge, clothes in the bedroom, and dirty dishes in the sink. Numerous items were seized by identification services for fingerprints. A canvas of the neighborhood for surveillance video proved negative. May 25, 1200 block of Malvern Place. Complainant reported a male had entered their unlocked garage, but nothing appeared to be stolen. Police were provided with surveillance video, which revealed a Caucasian male youth wearing a white t-shirt and black pants in the garage. Still photos to be distributed for possible identification. May 26, 1200 block of 56th Street. During a police sobriety check, officers observed a vehicle leaving a parking lot and stopping in the middle of two lanes. The vehicle was stopped, and the driver provided two breath samples which both read, warn. As a result, the driver was given a roadside suspension, license seized, and the vehicle towed to their residence. May 28, 200 block of Graham Drive. Complainant reported the theft of the license plate from their motorcycle. A file number was provided for insurance purposes. May 28, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business in Sawa Sen Mills reported a male had exited the store setting off the merchandise alarm. An inventory check revealed $600 worth of goods missing. Mall security video revealed the male leaving the mall. The footage will be provided to police for possible identification of the suspect. Ladner Asterisk May 23, Department Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had received a call indicating they had an outstanding balance on their MasterCard of $108. However, complainant has never banked with or had a credit card with this bank. Police advised complainant not to engage with callers and to block all further calls. May 24, 3600 block of Highway 17. Police observed a vehicle traveling at 135 km per hour in an 80 km per hour zone. Emergency flashers were activated, and the vehicle stopped. The driver was identified and charged with driving at an excessive speed and the vehicle impounded. Driver left the area by taxi. May 25, Department Headquarters 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had been contacted by Publishers Clearinghouse, indicating they had won a $85,000 prize and can claim after sending a 10% tax to the clearinghouse. No money was exchanged, and the complainant's bank was informed. Police advised the complainant to change any information they may have provided to the caller. The complainant was not concerned that their money was at risk, but wanted the circumstances documented. May 25, 6100 block of Ferry Road. Following the launch of the complainant's boat, they noticed the license plate was missing from their boat trailer. It was unknown if the license fell off or was stolen. File created for information purposes only. May 27, 5000 block of 44th Avenue. A complainant reported a large group of teens at the elementary school, possibly causing damage. Police attended and cleared the area of the youth. Youth were in the area following the closing of May Day celebrations. Police continued to patrol the area.